Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Khamenei, said on March 21st that the deal does not limit Iran's aggression in any way. He said, negotiations with the United States on the nuclear issue and on nothing else. And 3 days ago, he made that clear again. The United States, he said, embodies global arrogance, and the battle against it will continue unabated even after the nuclear agreement is concluded. Here's what Hassan Nasrallah, the head of Iran's terrorist proxy Hezbollah, said about sanctions relief, which is a key component of the deal. He said, a rich and strong Iran will be able to stand by its allies and friends in the region more than at any time in the past. Translation, Iran's support for terrorism and subversion will actually increase after the deal. In addition to filling Iran's terror war chest, this deal repeats the mistakes made with North Korea. There, too, we were assured that inspections and verifications would prevent a rogue regime from developing nuclear weapons. And we all know how that ended. The bottom line of this very bad deal is exactly what Iran's President Rouhani said today. The international community is removing the sanctions, and Iran is keeping its nuclear program. By not dismantling Iran's nuclear program, in a decade, this deal will give an unreformed, unrepentant, and far richer terrorist regime the capacity to produce many nuclear bombs, in fact, an entire nuclear arsenal with the means to deliver it. What a stunning historic mistake. Israel is not bound by this deal with Iran, and Israel is not bound by this deal with Iran because Iran continues to seek our destruction. We will always defend ourselves.